I came to RISD as a freshman in 1989. And in the first week of just being in a new city and just super psyched to be just in a world, a new place to explore. Mm-hmm. As simple as that. In the first week I was there, I found the tunnel. And it had, as you see on the front, like it had that gate and lock. And I went immediately and just bought a chain and a lock for it. And so when the tunnel spaces, we know it was, when that thing was installed, I'd had the space for 10 years at that point. And I had been taking stewardship of it. I absolutely adore this space. Like, I had spent a lot of time in it. If you don't own land or property, it's really the only thing you've got going. And my attitude about it, you know, at the time I never would have used the word stewardship. I've sort of hung on that phrase, is the idea that if the space is being taken care of, or you're taking the best care of it, then you have some sort of inherent right. It's strictly utilitarian. Like, there's no reason to send maintenance crews down there. It serves no other function outside of just having water go through it. It's no different than, like, when people take over plots of unused land for doing gardening. When I first found it, for the 4 years I was at RISD, I just used it as a slush space for myself. It was just a place to go, a place to experiment. So I was doing drawings on the walls, and there was this one, I don't have any pictures of any final thing, but I had one point I was going through the trash in the photo department and just grabbing photographs by the houses, and had them, they all got washed down the river, but the entire walls on both sides were just black and white photographs. At the very end, there's a water pipe that always has water coming out of it, like, year round. It never stops. And when there's a flood, that's when this tunnel comes to life, because all the overflow comes to it. So along the wall here, see all these little openings. I've been in it when there's been a flash flood, and it's absolutely crazy. It just fills instantly. So that also means that it brings in a lot of debris, a lot of dirt, because it's all the sand from the streets. Mm-hmm. So when I first found it, there was like a foot to a foot and a half of just dirt through the whole thing, and the water cut through the channels. And it took me, you know, just off and on over the first year just to shovel it out. And then there was a period of time I left alone for quite a number of years. And so in 1999, that was one of the big things I knew I would have to do. And I was super psyched about it, was to clean it out. Just a big act of physical labor with a very clear end.